It's almost springtime as we air this episode of the Creative Home Podcast, which means that houses are going to start popping up with for sale signs. But you may wonder, well, how much time and effort do these people really put into a home to get it sold and make it look so darn good? In today's episode, we are going to talk about a staging budget and what you can expect to spend when getting your house ready to sell. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager. But before I was a home stager, I was a homeowner just like you, trying to get my house sold because we were moving again. And while there were some corners that we were willing to cut when it came time to selling, where we did the work ourselves, there are other times we hired someone to help us. And if you are getting your house ready to sell this spring and you are wondering where you need to focus, I have a new pre-recorded webinar for you. It's called The Four Most Important Rooms to Stage, and in it, I share those four most important rooms, bust some staging myths, and what you can do to get it ready. I will leave the link in the show notes so you can sign up and watch it whenever you are ready. So if you're trying to come up with a budget to stage your home, let me share some of my things that I did myself and what I splurged on so that you can get a better idea on how much money you need to spend to stage your home. Starting off with decluttering. You can easily do this yourself. You just need to start deciding what stays and what you really want to bring with you. Even though we've lived in most of our homes for 3 years, we still managed to collect things that was just clutter, especially toys. If it doesn't have a home, like a box to put it in, a cabinet, or a drawer, then it's probably clutter and should be donated, sold, or thrown out. The cost here is basically your time and finding boxes around town. And I have a couple of examples for places where you can actually get those boxes in a minute, and I'll share those with you. But clutter can be also too much of something. Like if you have a curio cabinet with so many things in there stuffed in the cabinet, that is also clutter. Your desk, if you have just papers lying around, that's clutter, okay? Your kitchen cabinets, even though the doors are closed and you can't see behind them, buyers will be opening those up, and there's so much stuff in there, they're going to wonder, well, if they don't have enough storage, then am I going to have enough storage? So that's what I mean also by clutter, okay? So start packing things up. Now, where do you get those moving boxes? Because yes, well, you could buy them, right? But you could find some free moving boxes at Craigslist. Check out liquor stores. If you have a Barnes & Noble by you, U-Haul has a customer connect where sometimes they will post people who've just moved and they have boxes they just want to get rid of. And if anybody wants to take over their boxes, that's another thing you can do. If you have an Office Depot or an Office Max nearby, they will have boxes, right? Target, Costco, yeah, those boxes. Remember if you go to Costco and you have a membership or Sam's Club, and they don't give you bags, they have boxes to put stuff in. That might be something, okay, you can use to get boxes. Then you have those free sites like OfferUp or Let Go, FreeCycle, FreeCycle. Even check out the dollar store or Petco if you have a PetSmart or something like that. They always have those boxes, you know, for the big heavy stuff, you know, because dog food can weigh a ton, right? So those are just some places you can go. Ask to speak to a manager, see if they have any free boxes that they don't use. Maybe, especially at Office Depot or Office Max, if they have printer or copy paper boxes, because of those, their size and their, you know, thickness, those will help you carry your heavy household belongings from kitchenware to books, okay? And then there's also cardboard recycling centers, right? Yeah. So lots of different places to find boxes. It's really a matter of time of whether you have the time to go looking for them Or you're just like, you know what, I'm just going to get new boxes and just deal with that. Okay. So it depends on your budget, right? And time. Okay. So the second thing that basically can be free is to rearrange the furniture. Once you've decluttered and taken stuff out of the rooms, you may realize that you rearrange the furniture. Now it doesn't look right. There's an empty hole or a gap or something. And especially if you have excess furniture that makes the room look crowded and small, sell it or donate it. Okay. Rearranging is free, but it does cost you some time to do it. Now, if you don't have the eye and you just don't know how to arrange the furniture, I have some furniture layouts you can use for your current home and then help you set up your new home, because each home is going to be different, right? And I'll leave that link in the show notes to purchase the living room layouts. Okay, that's what it's called. The next thing that you can do yourself is cleaning. This may not be something right up your alley, but once you remove the excess furniture, there may be some dirt, dust, and other surprises. While you can do this yourself, I started to from my houses, I found that once I removed the excess and cleaned out things, I hired a cleaning crew to come once a week, once every other week, just to keep the place looking spotless. Now, this can run you about $200 to $300 depending on your location. Okay, so that's cleaning the inside. Now, what about the outside? If you have a power washer, you know, sometimes you need that just to clean off the gunk and the grime on the sidewalk, right? Or on your porch, your deck, something like that. We have our own, so it didn't cost us anything, but some people don't. Maybe you have a neighbor who will let you borrow one. That's another thing you can do to clean the outside, especially if you have siding that needs some cleaning, scrubbing. You know, that pollen, especially in North Carolina, man, that stuff is just sticky. You need to wash it off, right? And one other thing I mentioned for cleaning, carpet cleaning for inside. If you have or haven't cleaned your carpets or don't do it very often, this is another time when you're going to have to probably spend the money to go do that. Okay. Another thing that you can use to help you get your household that you probably might want to budget for is staging advice. If you don't have the decorative eye and just need someone to tell you what to do, a staging consultation is the way to go. As a home stager, I will help move things around if I'm there in person. We do this during the consultation and try to reuse what the homeowner has in their home and what you have in there to stage it. A consultation can run from $200 to $500 for up to 2 hours, depending on your location. But this is worth your weight in gold if you get custom staging advice and you do the work afterwards. So maybe just you need the advice, need some help moving things around, and then you do the work. That's perfectly fine. If you need a home stager to come check up on things afterwards to see if you did it right, again, that's another expense that you might want to think about. Okay? Furniture rental. Now, this is the most expensive option if you've already moved out and the house is empty. You may not know this, but empty houses actually take longer to sell than staged homes, and I learned that the hard way when we sold our house in New Mexico. Furniture rental can run anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 a month, depends on the type of furniture and the size of the home. And some places require you to keep the furniture for a minimum of 2 months, even if you sell your home in a week. So be aware and ask those questions so you know what you are signing up for. In the meantime, if you rearrange some furniture and shop your house basically for furniture once you've moved one out from one room, maybe you can use it in another room, right? You can also take a look at thrift stores to help, get some things that wouldn't be furniture rental. It may be something that you get, it's at a lower price that you don't have to buy something. And then you can donate it, tax write-off type of thing. There's lots of different ways to do that, okay? Another thing to keep in mind also is fixing or upgrading parts, in your home. Some homes may require fixing things, like if you have a hole in the window screen, or you need to replace a light fixture or add some new throw pillows. I've hired electricians to add lights in a closet. And that was basically, we had a house in Virginia that if you're familiar with the light switch that works a outlet And the only time that light switch works is if there's a lamp connected into that outlet. Then it turns that light on. Otherwise, in our colonial home, there was no recessed lighting anywhere in that house. It was very frustrating. And if you live in Virginia or in that area, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if any other houses have that, but I'm used to recessed lightings. You flip a switch, the recessed lighting goes on. Nope. This one was a switch that goes to a outlet that then you have to have a lamp plugged into it. Well, when we upgraded and changed our sitting room into a walk-in closet, I no longer could have just a lamp just kind of sitting there in the middle of the walk-in closet. So I had to get recessed lights installed. And really, it was more for us to kind of enjoy the space. But really, we're like, oh, why didn't we do this earlier? Seriously, just to enjoy it, you know? So we did have the electrician add in 3 or 4 canned lights. We also had, at the time before we, just before selling our house, which again, we wished we would have done earlier, we replaced the dated bathroom counters again, so we could enjoy it. Okay. So each home is different, but here's a rule of thumb that I've found very helpful. Spend no more than 1-3% of your home's asking price on everything that it takes to get your house ready to sell. So things like fresh mulch, flowers, cleaning, a staging consultation, getting new accessories. So for example, if your home price, home selling price is going to be $300,000, spend no more than $3,000 on getting your house ready to sell. Now you may think that's a lot, but when you realize all the work you spend on some of those little things, it adds up. So if you consider this rule of thumb, you can stay within budget and still recoup the cost without going overboard. I know some people think, well, I've got to, you know, change this, you know, get the kitchen totally redone. Well, you know what? Nope, that's really up to the new homeowner. There are certain things you can do that don't cost as much and keep you within budget and still help you sell your house, okay? So there you have it. How much money do you need to start staging your home? Realistically, some will say as little as possible. Others will go overboard and spend thousands more and think they'll get more for the house. Sometimes that works, while other times you don't recoup what you put into it. A safe bet is to spend 1-3% of your home's asking price, and you will be well on your way to staying within budget and moving into your next home. I hope this advice helps you greatly, immensely for this spring and or fall timeframe of selling your house. Right now it's spring. Today is Valentine's Day. If you're listening today, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you guys have a great and fantastic week, and I will talk to you later. If you are selling your house soon and you are on a budget and timeline, then check out my free webinar called The 4 Most Important Rooms to Stage. In it, you will learn some staging myths and how I bust those, the 4 most important rooms, and what you can do to get your house ready to sell. Sign up at bit.ly/4importantrooms to watch this free webinar at your leisure.